This is Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog.
Welcome to Christmas Eve. It has been a very rough 24 hours in the news. So tonight, we're trying to lighten things up just a bit with a Free Your Mind Christmas Eve. We want to hear your Christmas wishes. So finish this sentence, if you can. What I want for Christmas is... Also, if you have a lump of coal for someone, I'd like to know who you're giving your lump of coal to and why. Joining me in studio to help me out with this are comedians Frankie French and Eddie Bryant. The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to Facebook me at Harold T. Fisher. Friend me and... post a comment, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Merry Christmas to both of you, first of all. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You could be doing a whole lot of other things right now. You could be shopping. You could be cooking, you know, the whole bit. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Okay. Happy to be here.
Well, let me start. Ladies first. Frankie?
Yes.
Christmas wish. What I want for Christmas is...
I want Christmas to be over. I'm done with it.
What's wrong
I'm
with
done.
Christmas?
People are crazy. Yet. They're rude. They stop dead in front of you. They don't excuse themselves. I literally almost beat up an old lady at Walmart the other day. Not my proudest moment, but kind of my proudest moment, because you don't want to be that guy, but you kind of want to know that you could be that guy if you need to be.
And she didn't say... She didn't apologize. She didn't say Merry Christmas.
She called me ratchet.
She called you ratchet.
And I said, excuse me, ma'am, but I am ratchet. I'm a very classy ratchet. Thank you very much.
Okay, see, that's rough. All right, so, here's the same question. So, what I want for Christmas is what, Eddie?
Some love, peace, and Christmas with no chokeholds from the police. What I would like, I just want some freedom and some justice is what I would like, brother.
All jokes aside, there are a lot of folks out there that are hoping for very much of the same thing. As I said when we first started just a few minutes ago, boy, it has been a rough couple of days, rough in New York. It's been, rough in D.C., the protesters everywhere. Do you have a lump of coal for somebody?
I have a lump of coal for the police department that chokes people out and the people that were throwing tear gas in Ferguson and on the innocent protesters. I also have coal for all the protesters that actually started looting. You're messing it up for everybody else. Other than that, I have a pretty... Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
You definitely get a coal for me.
Frankie, lump of coal from you.
I think I should give honor my daughter with the lump of coal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, your child?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's 9 going on, get out of my house.
That's, really?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, explain that.
Well, I brought her... an undisclosed amount of presents, okay? Mm-hmm. Very nice thing. Pretty much everything she wanted on her Christmas list, except for her bike, because she went in the closet and found it, so I took it back.
So she's one of those that searches.
Explores and searches, shakes things, opens them, tries to rewrap them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she needs a lump of coal because she did not even think to get me or even make me. And write me a little note. Thank you, Mommy. You're the best. Nothing. Got me zero.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we hopefully won't hear a police report from your home tomorrow.
Yeah. Write your mama a thank you note. Let me see if I can. My mama a thank you note.
Well, let's see what our listeners have to say because they usually have much more sense than my comedic guests.
Wait, Harold.
Yeah, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855 205-288-4876. Let's go to Kayla. Kayla calling from Crystal City, Virginia. Hey, Kayla. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What, finish the sentence for me. What I want for Christmas is what?
I want a vinyl old school record player. So I'm 32, and I really want to like get into being a purist and like having like large records and stuff like that. I don't really want to buy like one that's like $400 or $500. And I tried to go to Target to get one, and it was a it was chaotic. It was a madhouse. Like I didn't even want to do it. I was like, I'm done. So. I don't know. I might have to go to Amazon and get something. But that's what really what I've been trying to get my own self for Christmas. But it's even hard for me to get it for myself.
But hold on for a minute, because, you know, some of the folks that are in a lot of these retail stores these days, they're young. And you walk up to them and you ask for a record player, they're going to give you the side eye. They're going to say, what? Who knows what a record player is these days?
They're like, you don't have an iPad. I'm like, yeah, I have all that, but I want records.
So do you want to be a DJ?
No, not really. I play a bass guitar, so I kind of like to use that music instead of, like, the earphones and my sound system that I have.
Well, Kayla, it just so happens that I have an old record player in my granddaddy's garage, and I will surely see if I can get that over to you.
And that's not the kind that you crank with the big...
No. It's the kind that says Fisher Price right on the side.
No, it got the 8-track next to it.
Or close and play.
On this side right here, and you drop it, and the needle come over.
Now, Kayla, do you have to put a penny on it, Tom?
Of course.
Oh, okay, because that's not legit if you don't.
Do you have a lump of coal for anybody this year?
Yeah, I have a lump of coal for anybody who did not give me anything for Christmas, and I got them something. And I pay for shipping and handling because I'm from Texas. So, therefore, if I send you a gift and you did not send me anything because today is already Christmas Eve, it's going to be a problem.
Wow. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Kayla. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, and I love the show.
Thank you so much. Love you, too. I appreciate that. Let me go to Tracy. Tracy calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Tracy. What's on your mind?
Hi, happy holidays.
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. I would like for Rush Limbaugh to get a vat of coal.
Tracy, what's wrong with Rush Limbaugh this time?
I mean, what isn't wrong?
Thank you so much.
Excellent answer.
He comes up at the worst times to say whatever's on his mind. He should just be censored for life.
Yeah, I take it you're an Idris Elba fan.
Oh, it has nothing to do with Idris Elba.
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with
Idris Elba.
I'm an Idris Elba fan
The whole 007 James Bond kind of thing. So I would imagine that you would probably, maybe you'd like to see Tracy, you know, Idris Elba, you know, coming for a Christmas delivery for you tomorrow?
I'd like to Idris his Elba. That's all I'm saying. And I'm done. That's all I'm saying.
I'll take two round trip tickets to Tahiti for me and my husband for about 10 days. And then why can't Idris Elba be, you know, 007? Because I think Rush Limbaugh is just mad because he would never be in that category.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Well, you know, certainly, Tracy, Merry Christmas to you and yours. And thank you so much for giving me a call. I'm going to take a break real quick. I'm going to come back and talk some more about our question of the day. What I want for Christmas is, I need you to finish that. Give me a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're trying to lighten things up just a bit with a Free Your Mind Christmas Eve. We want to hear your Christmas wish. Finish this sentence. What I want for Christmas is also, if you have a lump of coal for someone, who's it for and why? I'm in studio with comedians Frankie French and Eddie Bryant. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, Frankie, you spoke about all of the gifts that you had for your daughter.
Yes.
But, you know, how do you address the issue of men, you know, just kind of going overboard for the ones that they love? Do men still do that, or are they out shopping today in the Apple store and says, well, I guess she needs an iPhone 6, and they're just calling it a day?
You know what? I think chivalry is dead, mainly because I killed it. But aside from that, I don't think guys really do that anymore. I know my husband and I, we kind of have a standing rule. We don't really do presents for each other.
Really?
We donate our time to charity.
Okay, that's good.
And, yeah. You know, that's a requirement for our daughter to even get anything for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get her one nice thing. And then, you know, a couple of little things. But I feel like the spirit of Christmas has gotten away from what it is. What do I love to be showered with gifts?
Yeah,
because I'm a princess. Hello.
Eddie. What kingdom? Wait a minute.
Yes.
What kingdom?
Never mind. She's married.
What kingdom?
Yes.
Well, Zamunda, being one.
Oh, my goodness.
and then there are multiple other kingdoms that I rule over in my mind.
Okay, so Eddie, have you ever given a cheap gift to a lady?
Of course. To a lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've given no gifts to a lady.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you get gifts throughout the year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's just a habit. Or you get do nice things, or you can go out. But it doesn't necessarily have to be on this particular day. If you're going to, you know, like during this time, I do a lot of charity shows, Toys for Tots. I do for group homes and whatnot, and just giving time and just hanging out with people and doing that, helping somebody out. My boy, he's a comedian. His crib burned down in New York.
Everybody
send him some money.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Just do nice stuff. You know, be a better person during this time of year. All of that gift giving and capitalism and all of that stuff, they can have it.
So you're saying that, you know, for you, you give a lady a gift, you know, because it's Happy Tuesday at 3:27 in the afternoon.
Yep.
You know, see, chivalry is not dead.
It's not dead.
Oh,
it is not
it.
Dead. That's we are right. All here for the Christmas spirit.
She's
giving
dating
gifts.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, have you participated in the Toys for Thoughts drive?
What is absolutely, absolutely. I was over
because they need toys too.
I was over at the local strip club and.
Well, thank you for your contribution on behalf of all the thoughts out there listening
right
now.
Right. Well, let me grab a quick phone call, real quick. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Let's go to Peter. Peter calling from Hyattsville. Real quick, Peter, what's your Christmas wish, and who do you have a lump of coal for?
Well, my Christmas wish is for me and my wife to get back together.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Yeah, nice. Nice. So you're working on that?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes, are
you going to see her tomorrow? Is she going to hear from you?
Yes, she's going to hear from me tomorrow.
That's so sweet.
Sounds like Peter's outside right now.
Do you think that she's in agreement with you on this, or is this something that you're going to need some extra time for?
Just a little bit. I know she's in agreement with me with that, just a little bit.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, hey, this is the season for love, too. It's not just Valentine's Day. I hope you and your wife get back together if that's what you want. And if not, you know, be friends, be civil, and, you know, just hang in there.
Well, we are civil, and the kids, you know, especially for my son, I just want to be there for him.
Yeah.
You know, as a family.
Well, that's the way it is. This holiday season, perfect for families. Peter, good luck to you. If you were on the phone, stay with us. That includes Marjorie and Swanice. I believe that's the right name. Swanice, stay with us. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls and conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.